Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams, and we have, in just a few minutes, we have the lovely and this talented Paula Alexander, which she is the life of the show, baby. Giggity, giggity, all right. I can't do it, man. I tried to do the Quagmire, right? Remember Quagmire from what was it? Family Guy. Giggity, giggity. All right. Anyway, I got this show off the road already. To all of our fans who tune into our show, and I actually calculated our tally of our listeners, by the way, Paula, and I'm just going to tell everybody where we stand, you know, as far as all the people that listen to our show. And so I'm going to tell everybody what's going on. So here it is. In America, in the United States of America, we have over 800,000 listeners. That's 800,561,211 listeners in the United States, with majority between the East Coast, the West, and then in Canada. Now, this doesn't count where we're at in other countries here. Take a listen to this. In Canada, we have over, let's see here. It says over 133,000 listeners in Canada, in the Canadian, and then in Europe. All right, check this out. In the United Kingdom, we have over 71,230 listeners in the UK, which is Britain. We have Ireland that's mixed into this. This is what they count. This is how they count it, by the way. So you have Ireland, Britain, you have London, you have, this is even part of it too, Singapore, you have Australia. We even have 561 listeners in Korea. 561 listeners in Korea. It's probably Kim Jong-un. He's trying to tune in to listen to Paula, and I bet he gets all riled up over there. And then up in the Ukraine, we actually have 2,311 listeners up in Ukraine or over Ukraine. And then in Mexico, which is, you know, southern border, we have 21,230 listeners over there down in Mexico. They probably like to listen to the truth, you know, because obviously the Republican Party is really fucked up. They're not doing well. They're losing their fucking minds. Sorry, I had to light up a cigarette. Anyway, but the Republicans are losing their fucking minds. They're going nuts, folks. And I got to be honest with you. The more and more turn on any kind of news media, I keep wondering to myself, okay, let me just tell you this. This is my prediction. I don't care what anybody says. This is my prediction. The Republican Party, we're going to sit back and watch them this next couple of years destroy the inner party itself. I mean, they've already destroyed the Republican Party. It's already destroyed. But it's going to unravel so much that it's going to be such an entertaining part of it to watch. First off, if you ever noticed, every one of the Republicans, especially the front runners of the MAGA people, are out and about talking about Joe Biden and what they're going to do. And we're going to impeach him, and we're going to investigate him. We're going to go after him and Hunter Biden and do an investigation. It's our turn now that you went after Trump. It's our turn to go after Biden. So they're going to go after him. It's going to happen. And they're going to waste taxpayers' money to go after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I guarantee they probably won't find zero, nothing. But what they're going to do is they're going to waste the payers' money. And what's going to happen, folks? Now listen to me. Listen up. What's going to happen is they're going to start arguing with each other like they're doing now, but it's going to multiply by 20 times worse. And what they're going to do is you're going to have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You're going to have Jim Jordan. You're going to have Matt Gaetz, Ron DeSantis, McCarthy, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and these few people I just picked. You have Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert. You have her. You have these people that are having issues, right? And what's going to happen is they're all going to be at each other's throats. They're going to be cutthroating each other all the way to the death. And then you're going to watch the party slowly unravel. And as soon as it slowly unravels, it's going to go like if somebody, you know how when you get something and snagged on a door, like a piece of thread, and then it just rips apart? That's the Republican Party. That's what's going to happen. And so all these people, and I'm telling you, you better listen, folks. This is the kind of shit we're going to see. It's going to be a fucking disaster. It's going to be a fucked up roller coaster ride, and you better buckle up and be ready, people, because it's getting ready to happen. But these individuals I just mentioned are going to be at each other's throats. They're going to feel like, hey, we're going to be the ones in charge to speak about the Republican Party. And then they're going to be – so here's the problem. You have all these chiefs and not enough Indians. And so they all have a power trip. They all want to be in front of the news media, you know, spouting off their fucking faces. That's what they want to do. Lion Ted Cruz, he's number one. He loves the media. If they tell him, hey, we're going to put you on here just to talk about your greasy head, he's on there, you know? So these people are going to do that. They're going to jump onto the media. They're going to be on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, and, of course, Fox News Network and the rest of them. And they're going to be talking about going after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. They're going to be talking about the end of the world and what Joe Biden has not done and what he's this, this, and that. And then Donald Trump is going to be in the mix of all this crazy shit, right? And because he's the leader that they're going to follow, Donald Trump, right? So they're going to follow Donald Trump down the fucking rabbit hole to hell, down a toilet pipe to the shit. And then what's going to happen, listen to me, listen, what's going to happen is Ron DeSantis is going to be wanting to be have that power trip as well. So now you got another split in the Republican Party because Ron DeSantis wants his too, right? Because he wants to be the leader of the Republican Party. And what they're saying is that Ron DeSantis, he is a polished Donald Trump is what he is. And so what he's doing is he's the new face of the Republican Party. And so Donald Trump don't like that. Donald Trump hates that. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a split and division in the Republican Party once again. And when election time comes in 2024, all you're going to see is dumbass Republicans voting everywhere to each individual that's going to be running for president. And then when they find that one candidate they're going to pick, whether it's Ron DeSantis, whether it's Donald Trump, then the other one is going to split off into an independent ticket. It's going to happen. If you don't believe me, mind you, it's going to happen. And the only thing that you can bet your ass is that our country is going to suffer for this crazy, stupid shit for the next few years. And then in 2024, this is my prediction, so I'm going to get to the final part of this. My prediction is in 2024, whoever is running for president on the Democratic ticket is going to sweep the board, not only for the presidency, but for the other seats that are out there. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a serious blue wave like we've never seen. I believe that's going to happen in 2024. And if I'm right, I can look in psychic ability and say, yeah, that's what's going to happen. But also look at the stats, the statistics. It's going to happen. All right, so let's do this. Elon Musk, I'm going to talk about that first, and then we're going to play just a couple few audios, and then we're going to bring Paula Alexander in. The first audio is a short one. Elon Musk is getting really fucking nuts, right, because he's doing some crazy shit, and I'm going to let Paula cover this about Elon Musk because there's some shit he's doing, and if you haven't heard what he's been doing, you better be ready. This man is absolutely fucked up. And I guarantee you Twitter is about ready to go down the shithole and then it's going to be over and Twitter will be shut down. It's going to come. But here it is. Elon Musk was caught when he did his meeting. They actually had a few audio clips of him in his meeting. And here's what he was talking about. Take a listen.
New developments with Twitter, where new owner Elon Musk called an impromptu meeting today with the employees he didn't lay off. During a question and answer session, he told them filing for bankruptcy is a real possibility. ABC News obtained audio of the meeting from a lawyer who is representing former Twitter employees in a lawsuit against the company. Musk was questioned about his demand that all workers return to the office.
I can tell you, like, philosophically, what works at SpaceX and Tesla is people being in the office and being hardcore, and it's one number of people can get a tremendous amount done in that situation.
One of the employees pressed Musk on the issue, and he made it very clear, if you don't come back, and you can, you won't have a job.
Even if people return to the offices are separate offices. We won't be in person anyways.
Yes, but you can still maximize the amount of in-person activity. Twitter is not in one, Tesla is not in one place either. But, you know, it's basically, if you can show up at an office and you do not show up at the office, resignation accepted. End of story.
The lawsuit is accusing Twitter of violating state and federal laws by not giving employees proper notice before firing them.
All right, so there you go. That's what happened with Elon Musk and Twitter. And some reason Paula got disconnected. I don't know what the hell happened to her. Anyway, we'll get Paula back in here while she's doing her thing. Now, the next thing I'm going to play is something that is really crazy here. I'm going to take a listen to this.
Proxy war with Russia. We had 5 million people cross our border illegally since Joe Biden took office. And let's compare that to how many Russians have invaded Ukraine. 82,000 Russians have invaded Ukraine. I think the American people and the taxpayers of this country deserve to know why the Biden administration and this Congress is so interested in funding the protection of Ukraine's border and not the protection of our border. That's a very good question.
Tell you what, the new Republican House majority is exactly the amount of ridiculous that I assumed it would be. Gotta give them credit. At least they're consistent in their absurdity. Here, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the woman who's leading Kevin McCarthy by a leash, is equating refugees entering the United States with Russian forces entering Ukraine in an attempt to annex it. And look, I generally try to be fair and measured. I try not to sink down to their level and use insults. This woman is remarkably stupid. I don't know who else needs to hear this, but people migrating to seek a better life in the United States of America is not the same as a genocidal army invading a sovereign country seeking to annex that territory while bombing civilians in hospitals and schools. But it sure is telling that that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is suggesting here. Just in case there was any doubt about the extent of their xenophobia, this should be pretty illuminating. Granted, this shouldn't be surprising. Republicans have used migrants as political props for years in an attempt to deflect attention away from themselves and their agenda. And so because they don't want people to talk about the fact that they cut taxes for millionaires and billionaires, and they protect subsidies from fossil fuel companies, and ban abortion in states across the country, and pretend that climate change doesn't exist, and defend the gun lobby amid record mass shootings, because they don't want people to pay attention to any of those things, instead they focus on scaring their base by pretending that migrants are coming to steal your jobs and sell drugs to your kids and rape your wives. And of course, that's complete and utter BS, and in fact, studies have shown that immigrant communities are actually safer than communities without immigrants, not to mention that federal law enforcement agencies have found the most serious threat facing this country right now is white domestic terror, which aren't exactly an immigrant thing, but none of that matters to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, because the point isn't the truth, it is leveraging the lies to score cheap political points. And look, I know that the Democrats have held power for years now, including the House since 2018, and that Republicans were falling over themselves, promising you that if you gave them a chance, it would be different. Republicans have made all these grandiose promises before taking the majority about what they would do, how they would earn back the people's trust. Here's just a sampling of what it sounded like while Republicans were pleading with the people of America to give them one more chance.
Republicans have a plan for a new direction that will get our country back on track. Our plan is a commitment to America. If Republicans are given the opportunity.
Wait. Here it is again, only with some inspirational music.
Republicans have a plan for a new direction that will get our country back on track. Our plan is a commitment to America. If Republicans are given the opportunity and honor to have the majority in the House, we will work day and night. Hour after hour for you, the people. We will work for an economy that is strong, for a nation that is safe, for a future that is built on freedom. We will fight to stop inflation and lower the cost of living. We will fight to lower the cost of gas. We will stop taxpayer dollars from being wasted on failed programs. We will pass the Parents' Bill of Rights, so parents have a say in their children's education.
And here's what it looks like in reality.
How about when Hunter Biden sent the email that Mr. Comer pointed to, sent the email asking for keys to his new office space, one for himself, one for President Biden, one for his uncle Jim Biden, and one for the emissary for the chairman of the Chinese energy company, CFCC.
Behind Glenn and Andrew is a map from Hunter's laptop. This was a PowerPoint presentation on his laptop in Chinese.
Mr. Thibault is also the guy who suppressed information about the Hunter Biden story in October of 2020. I'd like to talk to Mr. Thibault. In fact,
if we can keep it about Hunter Biden, this is kind of a big deal, we think. If we can keep it about Hunter Biden, that would be great.
How often are they talking to the FBI? Are they talking to the FBI? Who's doing the talking? Who's doing the briefing? Were they briefed? There's so many questions that need answered so we can get to the bottom of this.
I think that's a question. I think that's a question for Kevin McCarthy. That we're focused on a lot of investigations now. I've been very transparent with the media on it. That wasn't one of them.
Yep, just like they promised. Making America safer, stopping inflation, lowering the cost of living, bringing down gas prices, all by investigating Hunter Biden. Oh. In other words, these people will never change. They will show up with their empathetic voices and their little pamphlets and promise you this time will be different, like an abusive ex. But like an abusive ex, it will be exactly the same. They will lie to you for your votes, and the moment they have power, they'll do exactly what we think they'll do, which is to not lift a finger to ease inflation, which they vowed to do and wailed about for months and months and months, and instead investigate Hunter Biden. Not lift a finger to lower gas prices, which, again, they vowed to do and wailed about for months and months and months, and instead hold hearings into the laptop from hell. Not lift a finger to make you safer, whatever that actually means, and instead just talk about the Biden crime family. How many times do you have to watch Lucy pull the football away before you recognize that they will lie every single time? So maybe instead of just hoping that Republicans will change, only to watch them double and triple down on the exact same far-right, red meat-slinging pandering to the base they always do, recognize that there is only one party looking out for the people. When Democrats took power, their bills were half bipartisan and on items with 60 to 70% support across the country. They gave health care to veterans and expanded rural broadband. They passed a roads and bridges bill and lowered health care costs for seniors. They capped the price of insulin and passed a CHIPS bill that will add hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of jobs across the country, but especially in the Midwest. They tried to forgive student loan debt that's left tens of millions of people in crippling debt. This isn't pandering to the far left. It is helping literally everyone. Contrast that with Republicans. When they take power, their agenda items have sub 30% support, like banning abortion and trying to eliminate Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. There are only so many second chances they should get before you start to understand that they are not responsive to the will of the people. They're there to impose their theocratic views onto everyone else. As far as they're concerned, this isn't about you, it's about them. In the meantime, just know that whoever becomes Speaker for the Republican Party, the person pulling the strings will be Marjorie Taylor Greene. They have imbued her with all of the power and influence, and she won't hesitate to use it, like she's doing right now. So as Republicans look to start up a whole raft of investigations and serve more red meat to the Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham audience, remember this moment. Republicans asked for your trust, and the very first thing they did was betray it.
All right, so there you go. A little bit of Marjorie Taylor Greene, but we have to really kind of keep an eye on. And he is right. That is Brian Taylor Cohen. Excellent, smart man, and he talks about this. One last thing we're going to do, and then we've got Paul Alexander coming up on deck, and this is about Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker is the other problem that we have because, well, in Georgia, folks, this man has multiple personalities. And then he starts talking about demons. Not politics, demons. Take a look.
For a lot of people, this is a surprise, right? Yes. To read about what you were going through during those years. Can you tell us why you have chosen to be so public about this illness?
Because I think there's been a stereotype that DID, dissociative disorder, different personality, was civil. It was three faces of Eve. It was something demon. It was wrong. And I'm saying, no, guys, it's not. I'm saying this may be God's guardian angel taking care of you until you can get help. But on the flip side of that, I said, now, Satan has that same playbook of your life. And that's what you got to think about. And, you know, I have made doctors upset because of my view in the book. I made ministers upset because I said God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three different personalities. And even when Jesus was on the cross, you remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Meaning he left his body and became somebody else only for a split second because of sin. But then he came right back again and said, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. So I said, instead of demonizing, calling someone a demon, or calling someone crazy, or saying that they are free because they have DID. DID is a coping mechanism that they use to get rid of trauma that they've suffered, not by the hands of themselves, or something that they've seen. So I said, it's God's guardian angel taking care of you until you can get help. So the reason I wrote the book is just to show people, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm not a freak. I am weird, but, you know, that's okay. It is okay to be weird.
Lots of people are
weird. Yeah, a lot of people are weird. And, you know, somebody asked me, they said, why did your former players know that you had this? Now, you know, it was so funny. You're so crazy in college, they probably thought it was normal. They wouldn't have ever thought there was anything wrong with me. And I said, why would they know? Because all I was supposed to do is play football. Well, 8 years ago, my life went out of whack. My life was going crazy. And I said, a man is not a man to say that I'm strong all the time, that I'm, you know, I'm always up. A man is a man when he can say, you know what, I'm weak, I don't know this. You know, a man is a man when he stops and you're lost and you ask for direction. Because I've seen in movies that if you don't ask for direction, you go the wrong way and you're going to get killed. So it's best to ask for direction and know your journey. And a man is a man when he can read instructions on a box and put the toy together for his son, not put it together wrong. And so I needed help. 8 years ago, I needed help. I was doing things that I was not aware I was doing. You know, my ex-wife told me things that I was doing. I'm like, no, I didn't do that. And that was an incident that happened in the beginning of the book that I speak about. That I knew then that, Herschel, this is wrong. And what's weird about it is I don't drink. I never had a beer. I don't take drugs. Never had a drug. I don't even take medicine. Well, when this happened to me, I said, there's something seriously wrong here. And most of the time, people are not going to ask for help. And I said, I got to get help. That's a problem here. DID is social disorder. There are some alters, as you call it, and people need to listen to this. There are some alters that will want you to kill. They want to kill you, kill the host, not knowing that if they kill the host, they kill themselves as well. But there's also alters that would do things, and you're not aware of it. But then there are some that may tell it on the one that just did something. So that's what's so funny. It works like that in your mind.
So in fact, it wasn't another person whose account you trusted. It was that within yourself, one alter speaking to another, you came to be conscious of things you were doing.
Some things I was doing. But and what's weird is as I have written this book, it's been therapy to see now, as I look back over my career, And I'll let you finish because I'm going a little too far. But what's weird about knowing that I had this, when I first heard about it, I laughed. Because at first, the first thing I did when I was going wrong and things were just going out of whack, I went to see a minister. Because, you know, that's the first thing. I was raised in a church. A minister is going to help you out. Well.
So, Herschel, what is going on in your brain?
And I started laughing. This has got to be a joke. And I left. Well, the first thing, when Dr. Magaza, who helped me to understand that this is what I had, when he first told me about it, I started to laugh. But then he started telling me the symptoms, what happens, and he asked me to go back, because I write a lot. I write poetry. I write all the time. He said, take some of your writings you did a couple of months ago. Look at it then. Look at some of your writings a couple of weeks ago. Look at it today. And I started looking at it, and it all looked different. It all looked like it was written by somebody totally different. Then I went, uh-oh, there is something going on. But then I still said, that's not good enough. I said, no, Jerry, I need to go somewhere. I need to go see this for myself. So I took time and went out to a hospital out in California. And I spent about 15 days at this hospital as an outpatient. But there was patients that was there. And one thing that brought it to life for me, but there was a young lady there, and I'm just going to call her Mary. I first met her when I first entered the hospital for my first therapist, in my first therapy. And she said her name was Mary. that was no big deal. Mary was sort of my group, and we worked together. And I was going to be there for 15 days. On the 11th day, Mary, I was coming down the hall, and Mary said hello, and I said, "Hello, Mary, how you doing?" And she looked at me. And she said, "My name is Joan." I'm like, "Oh, gee, this lady crazy." And so all of a sudden, I go over and I ask the doctor, and I said, "Mary just told me her name was Joan." And the doctor said, "Oh, it is Joan." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mary, Joan was abused by her husband. And because of the abuse, Mary came out because she could take it. She wasn't going to put up with it." And he said, "So Mary, Joan don't really trust men. So whenever she meets a new man, it's Mary that you meet. You don't meet Joan. But once you get that she trusts you, Joan comes out." And that's when it brought to light that this is something real. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is something real, that I have this. So my next thing is, "Hey, Hirsch, now what do you do to get rid of it? What do you do to get rid of it?" Well, you don't get rid of it. What you do is you embrace it. And the way I embrace it is, instead of looking at a glass being half empty or half full, why are you not saying, "I'm blessed to have water. I'm blessed that I have these altars." The reason why, and people say, "Hirsch, why would you say something so awful?" Well, you know, first of all, I won the Heisman Trophy. I got a scholarship to go to college. I played in the NFL. Not saying I'm wealthy, but you know, I'm not like I'm out here having to want for money. I've got a business that is doing very well. I got a beautiful little boy. So I'm not going to trade that in. I'm blessed.
Herschel, this is for you.
"Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha."
Oh, my God. That goes out to Herschel Walker. Now it's time for...
"They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray." "Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight."
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Miss Paul Alexander? There she is. She here.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
Hey,
I'm here. All exhausted. 5 feet of me.
I know.
I've been working
my
hard today.
Paula.
Yeah, you know, because I'm disabled, it's harder for me to get housework done and laundry done and all that crap. And I did 4 loads of laundry today. And that's not just clothes, but that was all the bed linens, the comforter, the mattress pad, And I, you know, it takes, you know, all that together took four lows. So, anyway, I'm here.
Yay.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that song, it's time to start playing the Grinch again.
Yeah, it's getting close to that time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I actually watched a live video of Small Town Titans the other day. They did a live version of a new song they have called The Ride. So where do we start? One thing you haven't brought up is that Nancy Pelosi decided to back down from her speaker position and let Hakeem Jeffries take over. So God bless her, almost 20 years as Speaker of the House. And, you know, they hate her because she gets shit done.
Oh, yeah.
The queen. You know, I'm
she
sure what happened
queen.
To her husband. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of why she's doing this is because what happened to her husband, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I do too.
The other thing, move on to Herschel Walker. Not only did he say all that crap that you played on that audio, but he did a rally a couple of days ago where instead of talking about America and the policies that he would try and pass and try to help Americans, he talked about a vampire movie.
The fuck?
You know, I didn't know that werewolves could kill vampires. Well, I don't want to be the vampire. I want to be the werewolf.
Oh my God!
And this man is running for office. I mean, it's completely insane. He's off
yeah.
his rocker. Low IQ. I can't say that on Facebook, but I can say it here. The man has a low IQ.
It's scary. Really, and Georgia people, I hope that they realize you really want this guy to run your state. I mean, be a part of your state.
Decisions for you. I mean, it's insane.
Could you see that,
you know,
Paula? Could
nothing.
You see them being in Congress and then all of a sudden they'll be like, so we're going to be voting, and I'm going to talk about vampires and on this vampire movie. And, you know, I mean, it's like put him in his corner, you know, put Herschel in his corner.
Right. Well, I didn't send you the vid. There's a short video that I saw on Twitter where the title was, Does Herschel Walker not speak for himself anymore? And I was wondering what it meant. Well, Lindsey Graham is sitting next to him. And Lindsey Graham completely takes over the conversation and says he's going to be anti, he's going to vote against abortion, he's not going to do this, he's going to do that, and blah, blah. And it's like Lindsey Graham was the ventriloquist and Herschel Walker was the puppet. And Herschel Walker just sat there and grinned from ear to ear, not saying a word. Let Lindsey talk for him. I mean, literally talk for him. He's going to vote against this. He's going to vote for that. He's going to vote against this. Saying what Herschel Walker, in other words, a puppet. He's going to be a puppet.
That's all he is.
They're going to tell him what to say, how to vote, and keep your mouth shut, and want you in there to make the vote.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
He's just going to be there. Yeah, that's all they want is a vote from him, right? That's pretty much what they're going to do.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with having a low IQ. I didn't mean that in a derogatory way, but somebody with a low IQ that cannot think for themselves and rambles and is dishonest and a hypocrite should not be making decisions for other people, period.
I agree.
Period.
We do got people in the chat room, so. Somebody in the chat room said, already posted, they're like, he just posted this as you were saying that. He's like, what about Joe Biden? Isn't he like an imbecile? Jesus.
God. Yeah, that's why he's, that's why he's got all these bills passed. Yeah. Yeah, because he's an imbecile. Yeah. Stupid people can't, you know, finagle with the Republicans and get past them unless they know what the hell they're doing. So, you know.
Ugh.
Poor baby, cry more.
I don't know, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know you said the show is short tonight, so, you know.
What's funny is we're number one on Blog Talk right now, too. Right now, as we speak, we're number one.
Really?
We took first place, yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
We got a flame next to our picture, which means we're hot.
Really? Oh my!
Yeah, that's what it means, boy.
Well, I am, but what are you?
It's definitely hot. I've been
watching all these live videos on Facebook today with all these, you know, maggot Republicans. We're going to do investigations and Hunter's laptop and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, this is the thing. You know, this is all bluster. It's all bluster. What they're doing is they're trying to make up shit. Because of the fact that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all of them, they're going to be doing all these investigations. They're not going to be working for the people. They're going to spend our tax money on millions of dollars into investigations for things that don't exist, and they're going to ignore their real job of helping the American people. Of course, they don't help the American people anyway. But what they're doing is it's a setup. All this crap, Jerry, is a setup to try and impeach Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yep.
They're setting the whole situation up so they can try and. But the problem with that is, they have to have proof. They have to have absolute proof that shit happened. They have to have proof that a crime was committed. Okay? So they're saying it's like a domino effect. Ding dong. Okay, what people don't understand is there has to be actual, literal crimes that have been committed. Saying that he is not protecting the border, which he is. The border is not open. I don't know why people say that. There are border patrol. there's a wall. There's motion sensors. There's dogs. You know, it is not an open border.
Mm-mm.
And the drugs, and then they're saying, well, fentanyl's coming in at the border. No, it's not, you fools. Maybe a little bit, okay? But most of it is coming in at legal ports of entry, in shipping containers, on ships from China, or airplanes, okay, that are shipping from China, okay? Most of the fentanyl coming into the country is coming in from China, not Mexico. And it's coming in at these places. We get overseas merchandise from China. So, you know, this is all bullshit that the Republicans are saying. So they can boil it down to blame it on Joe Biden and say it's all his fault and then, you know, try and impeach him saying that, you know, he's got an open border. No, he doesn't. We do not have an open border. It's not open. They know this. They know it. These are politicians. They know what's going on at the border, and they lie about it anyway, so they can put the blame on Joe Biden. And so what they're doing by saying this, and by the way, that's not a legal reason to indict him of a crime, even if it were true. Can't indict a president for saying there's an open border. It's not a crime. There has to be actual crimes. On the other hand, there's Donald Trump, who did commit crimes. He tried to get President Zelensky of Ukraine before it was, you know, several years ago, before it was invaded by Russia, to make up fake information about when he was running against Clinton. That would have been 2016. He tried to get Zelensky to say that Clintons were committing crimes, and Zelensky wouldn't do it. And it was investigated and found out it was true. That's a treasonous act. That's a crime against the United States of America to try and get fake information on your opponent. That is a crime.
Oh, yeah.
But saying there's an open border, that's not a crime.
No. No, no, it's not.
And then
it's going to be interesting. Like I said, it's going to be interesting watching these Republicans just go at each other's throats. And the party is about ready to, I mean, it's boiling like a pot of water boiling. It's about ready to blow. And there's too many cheese, not enough Indians, like I said, and they're all fucked up. And there's going to be a major war within the Republican Party. It's coming.
You know, my saying would be different. There's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Well, yeah.
So I was on these live chats where Jim Jordan was speaking on one with a group of people, and Marjorie Taylor Greene was on another live chat with Kevin McCarthy, the one you played. And all these trolls are on Jim Jordan's. We want Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. And I'm like, what? He's been a representative, a congressman, for 15 years in Ohio and has not passed one damn bill. Not one. He's done
nothing for Ohio. Sounds like Jim Jordan.
And yet people are yelling, we want you for Speaker of the House. I mean, it's just, I got such a nauseous feeling. I watched it because I wanted to see what the enemy was saying, you know? People ask me sometimes, dude, what are you doing here? You know, I say, you know that old saying, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer? That's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you're right.
I agree
with you. You're not the only person saying that, that the Republican Party, they're eating their own right now. They're eating their own, and they're falling apart. They're all excited right now because they're going to be in charge of the House, and they're going to do all these investigations, which are going to fall, they're going to fall flat on their face because there's nothing to uphold the accusations that they're making about the Biden administration. And, you know, and you're not the only one saying this. They're going to become divided. There's going to be, there's already infighting, and it's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're going to disrupt. I think it's going to be so disrupted by 2024. I think it's going to be easier for a Democrat. I think it will. I just have a feeling. And just looking at it, like I said, statistically, that the Democrats are going to have a really great chance in 2024 because of what's going to happen with the Republicans. They're about ready to really fuck up Congress. And and people are going to see it. If they had any shred of voters, these voters are the ones that were wishy-washy on Democrats are going to have a choice and think, well, I don't want this same shit because we're not getting nothing done, and I need my fucking gas prices to go down. I need this to be done. I need this to be done. There's nothing being done because all they care about is investigating Hunter Biden, you know? I mean, people who are dealing with realistic problems in this world are the ones who are going to say, fuck that, I'm done with the Republicans.
Right, right. You know, and I see these, you know, I had a troll tell me today, you know, they did come off like a troll, but I read them like a book. And she goes, you know, I was a Democrat. I was a lifelong Democrat. But when I saw how crooked the Democrats became, I switched parties. And I went, honey, you're talking to a Democrat of 50 years. Once you're a Democrat, you're always a Democrat. Okay? I can read you like a book. I know what you're doing here. I know who you know, I don't call him a troll. I didn't call her a troll. I said, I know who you are, and I know what you're doing. And now, and by the way, what country do you live in? And I can't get in trouble. I can't get in trouble with Facebook for any of that because I'm not calling them names.
Well, exactly.
Well, I live.
Exactly.
I live in the United States. Sure you do, bitch.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. much longer do we have? It's already 1 o'clock here, almost.
Did you know? I'm reading some stuff here. It's so funny that. So Elon Musk, going back to him again for a minute, but Elon Musk is inside Twitter. It says inside Twitter as mass exodus of staffers throws platform future into uncertainty, and then it says workers are heading for the exit after new owner Elon Musk ultimatum to commit to working in an extremely hardcore fashion. And it says here that already more people have already walked as of about 2 hours ago.
That was, now it's yesterday, Thursday. He had put out an edict, like, I don't know, earlier in the week, last week, and he gave them till 5 o'clock on Thursday to sign up for his rigid, he wanted them working as hard and as long as he wanted them to. He didn't care about them, their families. All he cared about was his agenda, and demanded that they work their, I mean, everybody should work hard at their jobs, but he wanted to basically make them Twitter slaves. And he gave them till 5 o'clock on Thursday, and by 5 o'clock on Thursday, there was about 4,000 people across the world that were still employees of Twitter, and about half of them walked out. So he lost about 4,000 employees, about 2,000 of them walked out. And so we're not gonna put up with this. And so that's when he announced that the doors were locked, all their e-badges were disabled, and that they would open again on Monday. Now, what happens on Monday is, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking some shit's gone down in between.
Well, let me see.
I popped on the Twitter because I wanted to see what was going on. And the only thing that I see in Twitter so far is, we got Jim Jordan saying the Biden family's business deals are a national security threat.
No, that happened on January 6th, 2021, when his soulless God had incited a riot upon the People's House of America, the Capitol building. That's when that happened, and he was part of it. By the way, he was part of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of him on the phone while the riot was starting. And everybody knows that he was on the phone with somebody, either Trump or Trump's people in the White House, Mark Meadows, somebody, Donald Trump Jr., somebody. He was on the phone with somebody while the riot was starting. So, you know, he's a part of it. And that's not counting all the Republicans. That's not counting all the Republicans. So when they finally got rid of all the rioters and went back to certify Joe Biden's election, there was only, you can probably count on one hand, how many Republicans voted to certify the election. The Republicans, this was a fair election, a legal election, and yet the Republicans refused. Never in history had that happened before. So yeah. He was a part of it.
Yeah, that's...
But yeah, let's make that traitor the Speaker of the House. Right.
Yeah, put him up on the block. Let him be the Speaker of the House. That dumb piece of shit. And,
yeah.
Of course, Paula Lyon Ted Cruz did an interview with Fox and says, Joe Biden has turned the DOJ, FBI, and IRS into politicized tools to target his enemies. Congressional oversight into the abuse of the Biden administration is coming.
You know, he was also part of January 6th. You know, the old Lion Ted Cruz was actually the rally that was held down the street from the Capitol building. Ted Cruz got up that rally before they attacked the Capitol building and spoke and incited the rioters himself. So you notice a pattern here that all these people that were involved, all these politicians that were involved on January 6th are calling the DOJ and the FBI Biden's crooked administration. Well, idiots, dear idiots, that actually believe this bullshit. The head of the FBI is a Trump-appointed Republican. Chris Wray. His name is Chris Wray. Chris Wray is a Trump-appointed Republican, and he's doing his job. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has to do with investigating crimes.
So apparently McCarthy said that the GOP is going to repeal Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents day one.
Yeah, let's watch that happen. They can repeal it. They can repeal it till they're blue in the face. Let's see it get past the Senate.
Somebody tweeted this. It's so, these people are fucking idiots. Somebody tweeted that now that Nancy Pelosi is gone, somebody should give her a golden hammer to go with her, and it's a picture of a hammer.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Because
yeah.
That's about her husband.
Yeah, well, that's how sick these fucks are.
These
people are messed up.
They're really cruel. This is just cruel. That's unethical. It's cruel. Her husband almost died. I ignore the fact that she's Speaker of the House and you hate her. I mean, not you, but, you know, Republicans and maggots hate her. Let's ignore the fact that she's – let's pretend that she's just an 80-year-old woman, you know, a congresswoman from San Francisco. Let's don't even go that far. Pretend she's your 81-year-old grandmother. Okay? And somebody breaks into your house and hits your 82-year-old grandpa over the head with a hammer. I mean, if it was just anybody, not Speaker of the House, not Nancy Pelosi, if it was anybody else, people would be mortified. And yet, because it's Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Yeah, and so Rand Paul said that the Republicans will, as he said, now that the Republicans have the House majority, they can finally defund Joe Biden's executive orders. And they're going to, and starting with the illegal and unconstitutional vaccine mandates, should be, we'll start at the beginning.
Just the other night. That's because he's so adamant against the vaccines is because he owns part of hydrochloroquine, the company that owns, that developed hydrochloroquine. Yeah. He and his wife have stock, own part of major stockholders in hydrochloroquine. So that's why what his problem is. You know, he doesn't care that, you know, his greed kills people. He doesn't give a shit.
No.
You know.
No, he doesn't at all. And but that's who Rand Paul is. He's a piece of shit anyway. But hey, by the way, we are at the end of the show. I only did a short show, like I said. Well, it's been a little longer than it's supposed to go, but I figured we'll let you end it if you want to end it up, and then we'll close up the show.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for making us the number one show on Blog Talk. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for letting us come in and not just state our opinions, but true facts. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be with you. Good night, everybody.
That was excellent. Thank you, Miss Paula. And just to let everybody know, we are going to end up the show, and we have a couple audios. I'll end it with. How about that? Okay, so we're going to end up with a couple audios. The first audio is going to be Herschel Walker talking about his vampires that Paula was talking about. Then the second one is a surprise song. And I got to tell you, the song that I'm going to play is such a surprise that, you know, we had this guy on our show, lead singer of Small Town Titans. He was on our show, I think it was last year, the year before. Anyway, we're going to have, we'll see if we can get him back on before Christmas. How about that? And that would be fun. I think Paula would like that too. So we'll look into that. So the first thing I'm going to play is Herschel Walker's vampire thing, and then a song from Small Town Titans. All right. So until then, have a good night. We'll see you on Sunday. We are going to be on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Paula, that means that it'll be 9 p.m. your time. So 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Paula's time. All right, everybody. Have a good night. Take care. God bless you. We love you all.
With just 19 days until Georgia's upcoming Senate runoff election, Herschel Walker, the former college football star turned self-proclaimed FBI agent, mm-hmm. turned Republican Senate nominee.
Yes.
He's adding a new title resume.
He's a film critic.
Yes.
So the campaign trail yesterday, and I just want to start this hour with this, because I'm still trying to figure it out. Maybe somebody can decode what he said.
I think Willie could.
Walker devoted more than 2 minutes to analyzing a monster movie he watched on TV, somehow trying to tie it to the Senate. Take a look and see if you can do it.
I'm going to tell you to keep the faith. Oh, do you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's going to get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway? Because the other night, I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some kind of night, but it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people, are they not? But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I wanted to be a werewolf. But then anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and then you can tell how stupid it is because it's 1 in the morning. So I'm watching my TV, these kids watching their TV, a vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching, though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house. So they was watching their TV. Now, I'm watching my TV. They're watching their TV, or they see the vampire killer on their TV. So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from their TV to get rid of this real-life vampire in their attic. So as this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff. He got all the right stuff because, you know, I got to have a stake and got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic because that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. You got to have a cross because it burns. I know that worked. And then all of a sudden, this is what was so funny about it. As they're walking through the house, this guy got the holy water. He's blessing the house, this actor. Now he's all fake. He's blessing the house with his holy water. They walked upstairs, and this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit, floated from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool. And I'm thinking, whoa, they better get out of that house. If somebody float from your ceiling, get out of that house. That's not your house. But as he floated from the ceiling, the kid jumped behind that hero. As they jumped behind that hero, the guy jumped in front of him with this holy water, threw it on the vampire's forehead. He covered his eyes. Then he took his hand away. He started laughing. And he said, that don't work. He took the cross, he put it on the vampire's forehead. And the vampire didn't even do anything. He said, that don't work. And that's the way it is in our life. It doesn't even work unless you got faith. It is time for us to have faith. We got to have faith in our fellow brother. We got to have faith in this country. We got to have faith in this in the elected officials. And right now, that's the reason I'm here.
I got it.
That's why you're here. Willie, I've got to say, it's some rambling incoherence taken to Olympian levels.
But that is
what Donald Trump has brought to the Georgia Republican Party. That's what he's brought to the GOP, and it's why people are turning away from Donald Trump. They understand. Why they didn't win back the Senate this year. But my gosh, that is, again, it's you know, you sit there and laugh at some point, but it really is a tragedy that guy who is so ill-equipped on so many levels to even be the mayor of his hometown in Georgia, according to people from his hometown in Georgia, might be a United States senator.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out now with a couple of weeks until the runoff, because remember, the entire rationale that Republicans put forth, establishment Republicans in Washington who flew down to Georgia, stood behind him as he talked about, what was it, the cow, something happened with a cow, I can't remember, a bull, there's a bull
cow,
or something,
had a lot of
Yeah. Getting cows, bulls, getting cows pregnant.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the entire rationale was, yeah, wink, nod, we get this guy is not good. We get that he's not a good candidate, that he doesn't have any views on policy, can't put together coherent thoughts, but this is about winning the Senate. This is about power, and we need this seat if we want to control the United States Senate. Well, with that rationale now out the window, because Democrats have taken care of that already, they'd certainly like to have this additional vote in Senator Warnock. They'd like to have 51 instead of 50. Are Republicans energized to go out and vote for a guy in a state that voted for Brian Kemp to be governor, who, whether you like him or not, has done things for the state and is a more conventional style Republican in the state of Georgia? Are they going to go out and vote for Herschel Walker now without that rationale? Are you going to watch that performance, that review of the vampire movie, and go, yeah, you know what, that guy should be one of a 100 people in this country to serve in the United States Senate? Maybe they will. It remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen.
But this
David.
Is the party's malpractice. I mean, this is someone who's completely unfit, perhaps unwell. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, what would happen if he was voted to be senator from Georgia? What what would he do?
Yeah.
And
well,
what damage would he cause?
Well, I know. Again, when I say he's unfit in just about every way, go back and you look back through his history and. And he's had some great, great challenges, and we don't know that he's through those great challenges, but David Ignatius.
Exactly.
I think, again, not to sound old, but it wasn't so long ago that I was on Capitol Hill, and senators were still men and women that you looked up to. They really were. Whether you're talking about John McCain or Ted Kennedy or Alan Simpson, you just go down the list. They were, in their own way, giants.
They were giants. It is painful to watch some of Herschel Walker's comments. I wrote down when you were saying that this was random incoherence taken to Olympian levels. I thought that was a memorable phrase.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. The choice between the two of you, I would take the
seasick crocodile. Oh, yeah.
Unwashed socks and your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three best words I would use to describe you are as follows, and I quote,
Stank! Stank!